presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. And now Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, who came to Earth from interstellar space to walk the Earth disguised as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Sent to search for Alonzo Cragg, famous explorer who has been missing for over 3 years, Clark Kent is in the wilds of Ellesmere Land in the far north with Professor Peters and Captain Ike Walters, navigator. Hearing that Cragg has been captured by Indians, they have penetrated to the sunken temple of the Cunalacas, far down in the ice beneath the valley of the cliffs, where the witch doctor who never dies keeps watch over the mysterious treasure of the tribe. When we last saw him, Kent, as Superman, had overpowered the witch doctor, only to make the incredible discovery that the witch doctor was Alonzo Cragg himself. The explorer, evidently demented, had feigned unconsciousness and made good his escape in the twisting caverns of ice. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. Captain Walters has been sent up to the surface to bring back food and lanterns. Kent and Professor Peters have built a fire and are anxiously awaiting his return. Listen.
You notice where we have our fire built, Kent? Apparently on the altar of the temple.
What about it?
Well, there seems to have been fire here before. That accounts for the wood.
I wonder what they do down here.
Ooh, native rituals, dances, something of that sort, I imagine. Possibly in connection with the treasure.
I wonder if Ray Martin was right. If there really is any treasure.
Find Alonzo Cragg, Kent. Find out how he was turned from a man in the prime of life into the witch doctor of the Cunalacas. If you can find that out, discovery of the secret of the treasure will be very easy.
I never should have let Cragg escape.
You are quite sure the witch doctor was Cragg?
Positive, Professor.
Yeah, it's amazing. Simply amazing.
How do you explain it? What's the answer?
It's hard to say, Kent. Either Cragg has lost his mind or he's under the influence of some terrific force.
Well, if that's true, what chance have we even if we do find him?
Kent, I don't know. It all looks hopeless. Kent, what's that? That grinding. Wait a moment, don't move.
Professor, behind you, back at the altar.
Good heavens, what is it?
In the light of the fire, look. Professor, a whole section of the ice is swinging to one side. It's a door. It's an opening door.
Kent, look. That was no accident. Look into the opening.
There's a passageway.
I think we'll find, Kent, that passageway leads into the treasure chambers of the Cunalacas.
Yes, but how? What made it open? I don't understand.
The heat of the fire, Kent. It's part of the ritual. When they lit their fire on the altar, just as we lit ours, the heat started the mechanism that opens the ice door.
Professor, got your light?
Yes, but it's going dim, but still and on, it may do.
Well, come on. We're going through that opening. Follow me.
Right. Yeah. What do you see? Where does it lead? Leads into a room. Look, Kent. This is it. Look at those carvings on the wall, cut from the living ice. And there in the corner, Professor, it's another altar. And there's something on it. It's a chest, an old wooden chest, 17th century, maybe older. Spanish or Portuguese. Professor, I'm going to break it open. Oh, if Walters would only come back. This flashlight is getting weaker and weaker.
We can't wait for Walters.
Come on, lend a hand here, Professor. Oh, Kent, you can't possibly do it.
I think I can. Anyway, I can try. Maybe the wood is rotten. All right? Here goes.
Kent, my dear fellow, how in the world?
It's open. All right, Professor, throw back the lid.
Great heavens. Look. Professor, it's true. There is a treasure. Oh, and what a treasure. Those tall diamonds, Kent. Hundreds of huge diamonds and emeralds. Look at that green fire, Kent. Look.
Oh, look, there's more underneath. Red ones, too. There must be rubies. And there's gold.
Look at all that stuff. Oh, Kent, it's unbelievable. Incredible. Why, it simply can't be true. And yet it is. Why, all the money in the world wouldn't buy one quarter of what's been locked away in that chest for who knows how many years. And it's ours, Kent. To get it out. To get it out. That's what we've got to do, Ken. Quick.
Wait.
Ken, hold on. Ken, well, it's not possible. It's incredible. And it's all ours, Ken. Okay. So quick.
This is out. It's collapsed. Something queer about this. There's a strange odor in the air. He's outside of the temple. Oh, so that's the game, is it? Watched us come in here, then he shut the ice door on us.
We'll see how much difference that makes to Superman. Craig tried to knock us out with some kind of gas. Got Peters, all right. Good thing he can't see what happens next. Here it goes. Almost as hard as steel, but can't stand up against this. Now then, once more and we're out.
There. That does it. Where's that witch doctor now? What? Oh, throwing knives at me, are you? Well, that's just too bad, my friend, because it shows me where you are. And this time you won't get away. There he goes. Down that gallery. Faster. Faster. Now then. I don't want to hurt him. It's Craig gone mad. Down we go. Down. Craig. Alonzo Craig. Stop that, you fool. You can't get away. And don't throw that knife either. I said stop. Oh. Doesn't know what he's doing. Craig. Captain Craig. Oh. Strong as any man I ever saw. What they've done to him. I gotta do something. I have to stun him. I hate to do it, but... That does it. He's out cold this time. Now, back to Peters. Here we go, Craig. Back up the gallery. Up. Up. Faster. Faster. Ah. There's the glow of the fire. Just around that corner. I have to come down here. Peters has come too. I can't let him see me. Down. Down.
Kent. Kent, where are you? What's happened?
Coming, Professor. This way. Bring your light, will you?
Oh, Kent. Kent, what happened to me? Everything went black. I must have collapsed.
Professor, your flashlight, where is it?
I don't know. I've lost it, Kent. I don't understand anything.
Neither do I, Professor. There was something in the air of that room. But look what I have here.
What are you carrying? Come here at the fire. Good heavens.
See, Professor? This is the witch doctor. Did you ever know Captain Craig?
Well, Kent, I can't believe it. It's not possible.
Look at him. I caught him and knocked him out. I had to do it, Professor. He's a madman, a regular fiend.
Oh, heaven help him. Kent, you are right. It is Alonzo Craig.
Give me your belt, quick.
What are you going to do?
Tie him up, of course. Can't have him running off again. Quick, beginning to move around.
Oh, Kent, the poor fellow. What can we do?
Get him out of here. And back to civilization, where he can get medical treatment. Oh, what's keeping Walter so long?
He ought to be back any minute now.
Meanwhile, we've got a madman and millions of dollars in gold and gems on our hands. That's it, Professor.
Yes.
Tie the belt around his feet. Good and tight. If we ever get out of this, he'll thank us for it.
I see. But, Kent, what about his hands?
My own belt's taking care of that.
Uh-huh.
There. All right. Now then, come back into that treasure chamber. Oh, you needn't worry. Whatever it was that knocked you out is cleared off by now.
Well, if you say so, Kent. Why, that tremendous gate, it's completely shattered.
Yes, isn't it? Must have fallen. Well, in we go.
Well, what are you going to do?
Professor, I'm going to get that treasure chest out of there just as fast as I can. Come on, give me a hand here, will you?
But Kent, you can't move it. It's not possible.
Oh, yes, we can. It's on a sled, don't you see?
Right.
Come on. Right. Move him already. Slide it right along in the ice.
That's it.
Careful now.
Uh-huh.
All right. You get in front and pull, and I'll push from the back.
Right.
Ready?
Right.
That.
It is moving, isn't it? Really, it slides quite easily.
I told you it would. Oh, all right. That'll do. Hold it. Stop it right here by the altar.
Now what? You know, I'm beginning to get worried about Walter.
So am I. He's been gone over an hour. I don't like the look of things at all. All right. Now then.
Well, what are you doing now?
putting the witch doctor, Crag, whichever you want to call him, right across the sled on top of the treasure chest. There. Now, Professor, you and I are going to drag this whole business out of here.
Well, Kent, we can't make it.
Oh, yes, we can. Anyway, we've got to try. Can't wait any longer for Walters. We may meet him on the way up.
Oh, but Kent, we don't know the way out. We don't even know which way Walters went. Wait a moment. Listen, Kent. What's that?
The Indians. They're coming. They're coming down into the temple. Professor, quick. Lend a hand here. Grab hold of the sled.
Kent, if they catch us in here...
Oh, don't stop for that, Professor. We've got to get out. We've got to get Crag out, too. Pull, will you? Pull.
Kent, we can't do it. No, not that way. That's where they're coming from.
Out of this gallery, quick. Hey, who's that coming? It's Walters. Hurry, Professor.
Walters.
Hurry.
Walters. Walters, hurry, man.
Hurry, Walters.
Trapped in the depths of the sunken temple of the Cunalacas. Caught with the sacred treasure. And the unconscious form of the witch doctor, who is Captain Crag, bound hand and foot on the sled. What can be done? How can Superman and his companions escape to the surface of the ground? And even if they do, what then? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.